I think it's progress insofar as it's the first document to signify the Irish government's cooperation. So it'll give an opportunity to assess what that cooperation is going to look like. The difficulty that it seems to present is that the document seems very much focused on the UK terms of reference, which focuses on UK state agencies. And perhaps to give some context of benefit, inquiries have four stages. You have your terms of reference, which effectively sets out what the inquiry is going to do. And this inquiry in the UK is looking at UK state agencies. So this document goes nowhere on that issue as to whether we can assess what Irish state agencies may or may not have done. So in that regard, an opportunity has been missed.
How forthcoming do you believe or hope the government and agencies in the Republic will actually be? Because at the end of the day, too, it is up to they, is it not, to give over information or explain why they hadn't, which is also potentially a problematic caveat, is it?
Well, in terms of providing materials, I think it's commendable what the UK inquiry has achieved. This is unique. And what they've achieved is cooperation from the Irish government to fulfil its terms of reference. But again, it does not provide any commitment for the Irish government to permit any potential criticism towards Irish state agencies. And we cannot overlook that. Justice Horner in his judgment said that any investigation will have to look specifically at the issue of whether a more proactive campaign of disruption coordinated north and south of the border had a real prospect of preventing the OMA bomb. So that squarely looks at north of the border, UK state agencies. It squarely looks south of the border at Irish state agencies. And there is no answers as regards to Irish state agencies in this document, nor no answers coming from the Irish government at this time.